Kim, thank you so much. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder, along with Kurt Wagner. Kurt's got a great website, TVShowPatrol.com. If you're curious about television, if you're a fan of television, go to TVShowPatrol.com. Hello, Kurt.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Kurt, this is now time we go into the summer preview mode.
All
the
shows. Big Brother. Is it coming?
Wendy needs to know about Big Brother.
I watched every season, I'm sorry to say. I love Julie Chen.
I can tell you when it starts in a minute here.
All right.
But I really don't care.
Oh.
Okay, that's what I love about Kurt Wagner. It's like
he
if he's
oversells
not into it.
Sometimes
he
oversells it just a little bit. Yeah.
No, I can't.
It is the dumbest show ever.
Yeah. June 20th, sorry.
Oh, seriously?
I think so, yeah.
It's coming. All right, Big Brother.
And Big Brother is the show where they put cameras all over a house, and then no matter what you do, you're on camera. That's what goes on in Big Brother.
Yeah, and it's really fun to watch people like lose it because they're away from their family for, what is it, like 90 days or something?
Yeah, they're holed up in...
And they can't have any outside things, and then sometimes they win a challenge and whatever sponsoring, like you'll go see Blake Shelton, you know, or you'll go see the new Adam Sandler movie or something, whatever they're promoting.
Yeah. It's June 22nd, sorry.
All right.
And do they purposely, Kurt, because I've not seen Big Brother, I know it's been on forever, but I've not seen it, do they purposely put people together in the house that do not get along?
Well, I think, you know.
Well, they don't know that at first.
Yeah, they don't know, but I'm sure they cast types that they feel will clash, because that's what will make the... drama.
Ariana Grande's brother Frankie was on there. Yes, but he didn't tell anybody who he was, and he kept it a secret. So then there was one point where he's like, boy, you know, he went to the, I can't remember what it's called, the interview room, the diary room. That's what it is.
Okay.
And Julie Chen said, you know, you have this big secret. Ariana Grande is your sister. Are you going to tell him? And he's like, no, because I think they're going to think I don't need the money.
Oh.
But maybe they love her and they'd like me more. And it did come out at one point. But it's just this drama.
Yeah.
It's a human experiment.
Well, there's always somebody who hooks up. Or a couple who hook up. And then a
bromance.
Do they show that?
Yeah.
And then
they show that?
Well, and then they had that after show that they do on, I think it's on Showtime, where they showed the more salacious stuff. That
oh,
they
really?
On CBS.
Yeah, there's always a couple that get together that, you know...
it's funny. There's a lot of under the sheets stuff.
But they know they're on camera. They know that they're messing around, that they're on camera.
Bill, sometimes there's someone sharing their room and they're still active.
Really?
I mean, I feel like those shows after the first season, the people who are supposed to be real probably have played more to the camera than ever. You know, and it's just like Real World. You know, I think the first season was probably the most authentic.
I love it.
Because
I don't know why.
Everybody after that. Is trying out for the specific reason of becoming somewhat famous.
They want to be a star after
or infamous.
This. Yeah.
But I remember on MTV, I remember for sure they were casting people that were so diametrically opposed, and all they wanted them to do was fight and yell at each other and get in each other's way. Is that as blatant?
Well, it happens. It develops. Yeah. I mean, they usually have like... you know, like a beauty queen. Then they have like a tough chick girl. I think they had a lesbian for the first time. Sometimes they have a gay guy. Sometimes they have, they had a transgender last year, which was pretty.
You know, there's a dumb jock and a nerdy person. And
And you're kind of
surprised.
And
they have to do, they do little house contests and stuff as part of their.
But it's funny to see the little nerdy guy and the jock getting along. It's like, it is a human experiment in socialization and it's fun to watch. I don't know why. It's
and
voyeuristic.
How do they get eliminated? Do they vote each other off, or do viewers vote them off?
I think viewers do. I don't know. I haven't watched it in so long.
Oh, no. They vote. They decide. And it's fun to watch these like little teams develop, too, because they have an alliance together, and then they come up with a clever name for their alliance, and they decide in which order they're going to eliminate people.
Yeah.
But then someone always is working both sides, because that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like be nice to everybody and try and make
Although it's also funny when they're whispering to each other about somebody else. It's all on camera. So
yeah,
by
you
the
can
end
hear
of
it.
The
it's pretty cool.
You know,
I'm
by
sorry.
The end of the season... You know, everybody knows what everybody else said about
each other. Sure, of course. Well, but they probably feed them too, right? Like Julie Chen or whoever else is involved says, you know who doesn't like you is that Mike guy does not like you. They want to rile him up, right?
It's fun to see what outfits Julie Chen wears too. And I'm telling you, she walks out in really high heels and she's very attractive.
Yeah. And the wife of the guy who runs
Les
the network.
Moonves, yes.
Yeah.
And she comes out and she always has her note cards, her colored note cards. And she never really looks at him, but it's a prop. She just, like, she'll just hold him and stand in a very model-like position where, you know, your hips aren't squared off. There's, like, one foot's in front of like at an angle, right. So your hips look smaller. She's so tiny, like it matters. But she always has the note cards, and it kills me because she's never looked at them. And then when like there is a feed issue, she's not that great at ad-libbing.
Oh, no.
Maybe she should look at the note cards or write something on them.
She needs the thing in her ear to have the producer
Big Brother
talking to her.
Yeah. All right, so Wendy's in good shape with that. Big Brother's coming back.
It's coming back. Right. But let's segue from that. When you said the thing about that they're often fed the lines, there's the show on Lifetime that last year became this huge summer sensation called Unreal. And it is a scripted series that dramatizes the behind-the-scenes shenanigans at like a Bachelor-type show.
Yeah. And, so it's a parody of The Bachelor.
Yeah, okay. And it was scathing. And it's written by somebody who used to be a producer on one of those shows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it has... So there's like a lot of the stuff that happened in the first season, which included The Bachelor or the Bachelorettes or however... Yeah, that's how it was. It was The Bachelor show. Being fed lines or being told to do things or being steered by producers to do something...
I'm sure, because they want to get a better
friction. And so it's sort of exposed how unreal that's
a reality.
Of course.
It is. And it was a great show. It was amazing.
Unreal.
It was an amazing first season. And that returns for its second season, June 6th.
On Showtime.
No, this one's on Lifetime.
Oh, on Lifetime.
Which is
made for women.
Which is unusual because it's sort of really edgy.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like Iris Spring.
But, this season they're doing something that The Bachelor has never done, which is The Bachelor on their show is going to be an African American.
They've never had that ever?
Why? I'm shocked they haven't.
Yeah, they haven't. So, so they're doing something that the real Bachelor has never done.
Do either of you watch it? Because I have never watched an episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
I did years ago. I watched a couple.
It's
because,
so fake.
But don't people who watch it, aren't they getting cheated? Because the success rate, I know what the purpose is. It's to match these people off and then they get married and they live forever together and they're happy. But the success rate of that is incredibly low. Like those couples always break up immediately after the taping.
Most of the time they do. I think there's a couple who have actually stayed together for quite a while.
So why would people keep watching it knowing that it doesn't end well?
It's just, you know.
We like to watch other people do stuff. Yeah. We are voyeuristic.
You know, and I think
are.
People are waiting for somebody to break down and have a good cry and
a conniption
and do all that kind of stuff.
That was the last time you used that word.
Anytime my mom would see that, she goes, you know, that man's gonna have a conniption. So I'm honoring her
memory.
Thank you
for the flashback to the 70s.
Conniption. That's gonna be my reality show called The Conniption, where I find people and I tell them things that will give them a conniption.
My mom used to say that too. Conniption
yeah.
fit.
Yeah, yeah. Conniption.
I said it.
You said conniption too?
Yeah. Probably because my mom did, I guess.
Yeah.
God, the 70s were great.
Yep. All right, a quick break, and then Kurt Wagner, the Conniption King, as we call him. He's got TVShowPatrol.com. He's here. 312-981-7200. If you have a question or a comment, it's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Kurt Wagner is with us. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, and Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com, and we're talking television.
Kurt has given us a summer preview. So far, we know that Big Brother, no surprise, is coming back and coming back soon. Give us a few more, Kurt.
Well, Wendy will like this one, the show called Roadies. It's new. It's going to be on Showtime starting June 26th. Created by Cameron Crowe, the guy who did
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
And one of my favorite
some
movies.
Other music. Related thing.
Used to be married to Nancy and Nancy Wilson.
Nancy Wilson. He married all of Hart.
You gotta have heart.
Boy, did he. And he led the league in that.
They're no longer married, though?
No.
Bill told me they got a divorce. I don't know why Cameron emailed you and told
they
you that.
They did.
That's sad. Anyway, this show is called Roadies, and it's about roadies. The people who put on the concerts, who get everything set up so that you can enjoy your concert.
I'm
and then they take it all down and they go from place to place.
Are there going to be bad stories though? Because that's what I want to hear. Like I can't believe so and so asked me to do this. That's what I'm hoping the angle
well, there's
is.
Stuff like that, and you know, it's a comedy, but it's a comedy, but there's a lot of stuff, and then there's stuff about you know, the concerts or the tour has to end because not enough money or stuff like that. You know, there's all kinds of little dramas
like
going on within the cast, and it's just a bunch of it's kind of a funny workplace.
And where
thing.
Is that?
Showtime.
Showtime. It's going
to
be on Showtime.
To get Showtime. Can I lease that or buy it?
You can lease that. You're fine.
Yeah. June 26th.
All right.
So that's really good.
That sounds good.
I mean, A lot of people didn't like it, but I did. I watched the first three episodes, and I thought it was... I liked it.
Any names we recognize in the cast?
Carla Gugino.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Luke Wilson.
Oh.
Not related to Nancy Wilson, I don't think.
No, but Owen's brother.
Owen's brother, yeah.
He's got the better nose of the two.
Yeah, those are the two who sort of become sort of the surrogate parents of this motley crew of roadies.
I will enjoy that. At least I'll check it out.
I don't think Luke Wilson has fronted a TV show in the past, has he? Normally movies.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Good. I like that. All right. That sounds good.
What will Bill like?
What will Bill like? He might like the Age of Ultron. No, what is it called? No, I can't even remember. Voltron.
Voltron's coming to TV?
Yeah. The 1980s anime cartoon is coming back on Netflix.
I don't see you as an anime guy.
I'm okay with it. I don't know.
Well, you were all excited about Eyes Too Big. Other cartoony things.
Yeah. If Johnny this one's Quest comes back, call me.
Voltron Legendary Defender. It's June 10th on Netflix. And I have not seen it, but, you know, it looks... cool anime.
Looks all right.
Type
all right.
of thing. Another one that I really liked was on TNT called Animal Kingdom.
What is
that? And it's based on the Australian movie of the same name from a couple years ago. One of the actress in that, I think, won an Oscar for it. It stars Ellen Barkin.
Oh, I like her. Haven't seen her in a long time.
She's great. She plays this tough matriarch of this crime family.
Yeah.
And she has all boys.
Yeah.
And they spend a whole lot of time without their shirts on.
All right.
And one of them without their pants on.
Oh. Did they just lose their pants and shirts, or why don't they have their pants and shirts on?
Because they just like to go around
without their pants and shirts.
They're manly men. All right. They're manly criminal men.
Is that what the show is about?
No, but it just so happens that it's very noticeable.
Sure.
They have not worn their shirts yet this episode. But
Axel on the middle never wears a shirt,
right? You save on
and Jeff Garland never wears his pants.
It does save on costume.
On the Goldberg,
the costume budget,
but then you have to buy sunscreen.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But her grandson, she brings her grandson into the fold, who's this kind of shy guy whose mom was a heroin addict, and his mom is her daughter. And the brothers are sort of suspicious that he's going to cause them trouble with the cops, like he's not going to fit in.
Oh yeah.
So it sort of follows that storyline, and then their little escapades of stealing stuff and not trying to get caught, though, but without shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that I really like that. That's coming.
And it's called what again?
Animal Kingdom.
All right.
And it comes June 7th.
That sounds good. What about the remake of Roots?
That's this weekend.
And isn't it LeVar Burton, who was Kunta Kinte in the original Alex Haley version of Roots? He's kind of behind this, right?
Well, he's one of the executive producers. Yeah. And it's actually the same team that did the original Roots.
David Walper?
A lot of those same folks.
Who in the world besides you just
David
knows
L. Walper. He's the same guy who did...
Home of the Walper?
No. He did Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
He did?
That's the same guy, yeah. David L. Walper.
Oh, the original.
That's a crazy name. Yeah. Walper. That's cool.
Yeah. So that comes back May 30th, which is Memorial Day, right? Mm-hmm. Through June 2nd, eight hours, I think. I've seen the first couple of hours.
Is the production value as good or better than the original ABC version?
Yeah, you know, I really like the first segment. The second segment I didn't like as much, but I really, you know, I haven't watched the whole thing, but I think overall it's probably going to be pretty good. Yeah. And it's introducing, like, LeVar Burton was new. It's introducing some new actors onto the scene.
The first one, Kurt, I hope you remember, had an incredible all-star cast it went on and on and on. The people that were in Roots.
And it won
phenomenal.
Like 8 bajillion awards.
Yeah, it did.
Ben Vereen, Cicely Tyson.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. Leslie Uggams.
You're right.
Brad Davis.
Yeah. Lawrence Fishburne's in this one.
Ed Asner, my old soulmate.
Anna Kenone Rose, who's a famous Broadway actress and has been in some other things, is in it. I'm trying to think of other famous names. There's a lot of newcomers in it. A lot of people I hadn't heard of.
Yeah. With the potential of being, but like you right. said, LeVar
Forrest
Burton.
Forrest Whitaker's in it.
Oh, I love Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. I do too.
He plays the fiddler.
Yeah.
Or Fiddler
George, was that his character?
I think they just call him Fiddler
Chicken,
in this one.
Chicken George. Right, that was Ben Vereen.
Yeah.
You're getting Fiddler on the Roof and Roots mixed up.
I always mix those two, Kurt. Because they could have combined them and had a really great show if they had set their minds to it.
Sure. Okay.
Fiddler on the Roots.
Fiddler on the Roots,
you don't think that would have been a great show? Oh, come on.
Maybe.
Right. I'm an idea man, Kurt.
What did you just watch that you said was pretty good? There's another...
I'm watching a show. It's called Documentary Now, and it's a miniseries on Hulu, and it's Fred Armisen and Bill Hader, both formerly of Saturday Night Live. So every week, it's a parody of a documentary, and I've gone through the first season. I whipped all through the first season.
Because it's on Netflix now, right?
It's on Netflix. Yeah. The second season starts, I think, in August, but boy, are those funny.
Yeah, and it's funny because they got Helen Mirren to...
Right. She's the hostess.
To be the hostess, and she does it totally seriously, like it's an actual real thing. And they do all the sort of opening parts of the documentaries are very sort of the time.
Right.
And so it's brilliant. It's really fun.
I enjoy that so much. And the first, I think there's only six in a season. You can get through it pretty quickly. They're all 22 minutes long. But every one of them, especially, there's one about an Eskimo that's just one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I've seen that one.
And what's this called again?
Documentary Now.
I got to see that.
And that I think they said August sometime, but I don't have a specific day for that. I don't think yet. Yeah.
Love it.
All right, we have one call, and we have to be quick with it because we're almost out of time, with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. Hey, Brian.
Hi, how you doing? I just got one quick question. Is Longmire on Netflix going to come back, or is it over?
What is Longmire? Why don't you, while Kurt's checking that out, what's it about, Brian?
Brian does not want to talk about it, Wendy.
No, you know what? It's raining.
And well, we've talked about...
I'm serious. It messes up the cell phone signals sometimes.
We talked about Longmire before.
I thought so.
It's like a modern day sort of Western. There's a sheriff in Colorado.
Right.
Yeah. Lou Diamond Phillips is in it.
I like him. I really do.
Australian actor plays Longmire. And I think... I'm not sure. There might be one more season coming back, but I do think what just finished is done.
That could be it. Yeah.
But don't quote me.
All right. Without going into specifics, because people always get mad if you give too much away, and I don't want to give too much away, The Blacklist fooled everybody, right? So is this the kind of thing that we can expect on other dramas? I can't give too much away, but what we thought was real wasn't real on The Blacklist, and I liked that. I thought that was really good. That doesn't happen. You can't do that very often, though, can you?
Well, not on the same show.
No.
But a lot of shows have sort of done that sleight of hand lately,
I guess. Surprised me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because the press that went along with what... I know
they played it very well.
They played it perfectly.
And they played it very well as in resolving...
Yeah.
Within the same...
I know how cryptic this sounds if you don't watch the show.
Within the same season.
But when you
as opposed to making you wait a year.
When you watch as much TV as we've all watched over the years, you go, I've kind of seen everything. I understand what they're doing. And then they fooled a lot of people, myself included.
Right.
Yeah. In a good way or a bad way?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of those
surprises, Mr. Robot was another show that was on USA Network last summer that became a huge hit.
Yeah.
And that had a twist that is another one of those, you can't say it, you know, even 5 years on probably, because it just changes the whole, you know. But once people found out, I think they went back and watched every episode over again to see if they could find the clues.
Oh, good.
And that also is coming back this summer with the second season that everybody's like, well, how can they do the second season after what happened in the first?
Mr. Robot.
I feel it's going to be even better.
All right, good. That's Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. That's the website. I think you'll enjoy it. Thank you, Kurt. Have a great weekend. We'll take a quick break. Kim with the news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.